Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true to have me as part of your day too, right? Well, never mind me. How about our good friend Brian Moran? Yeah, he's a good one. Yeah, okay, I thought you changed your mind when you heard Brian was here. Brian is president of the Moran Media Group. It's an organization that I've come to know over the years, along with its founder, Brian, and some of the exciting things that they're doing, and some of the some very impressive things that Brian and his team have done, establishing a print public publishing company, a magazine publishing company, in the face of in a pretty tough market. And that makes me pretty proud of him. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always good to be here.
It's good to have you back. I've been bragging on you because, you started your business in 2002. Uh-huh. At a time when a lot of publishing companies didn't know whether if they were washing or hanging out. They didn't know what they were going to do. And you started one while a lot of those guys were wishing they didn't have their business. That takes a lot of guts.
Or a lot of ignorance.
Yeah, exactly.
The history shows, though, that some of the best businesses were started in a down economy.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of taking that first step, making the decision to do it, and then, that's when you have a lot of energy, because you're excited, it's new, it's different, your heart beats a lot faster, and you rush out of the gate hoping for the best.
Well, and you got to have two things, it seems to me, Brian. Number one, you have to believe in yourself. But that alone won't get it. You have to have a strategy and a plan and the fundamentals to back up that faith in yourself. I mean, you got to have a model that will work, which means you got to have something to sell that people want to buy.
I absolutely agree. We talk in some of the past interviews that you and I had, and even in separate conversations, we always talk about the need for a plan. And now more than ever, you'll see those companies that succeed in tough times are the one who had a plan, and they followed that plan. And sometimes the plan took them to places where they didn't think they'd go, but they allotted for that, and they built in their resources, which allowed them to be successful. So it's the people who don't have a plan who I worry about the most.
Well, and there are people out there. I've known people who really were so full of themselves that they believed in what they were doing so much, and that'll get you pretty far down the road sometimes. Especially if you're having to fake it a little bit till you can make it, but at some point in time, that helps to build critical mass, but it isn't critical mass on its own. You and I both have seen people who were able to grow to start a business and grow it,
mm-hmm.
but they wind up growing it so fast that they weren't able to fund that growth. And
absolutely.
So you gotta have the fundamentals behind it, which is you gotta have the capital in the form of sales and collections, and in the form of alternative capital, which would be debt or equity, whatever. But the main thing is that you've got to mix the hubris with the real stuff.
Yes, and capital is probably the most critical aspect of a person's, of a company's growth, access
right.
to capital. And that is ultimately one of the biggest reasons that most companies fail. Now, startup companies don't fail because they don't have access to capital. Growth companies do.
That's
trying to take it from A to B, B to C, C to D is when you run into trouble. What's
right.
interesting is I wrote in the spring issue of one of our magazines, I wrote a letter turning mountains into molehills. And, you know, we talked about, I can't remember where I heard this, but it was a great saying that when you confront your problems, you turn mountains into molehills. But when you run away from them, molehills become mountains.
Right.
And it's those companies that either refuse to acknowledge their problems or their issues and think, oh, I can grow purely by sales. You know, most entrepreneurs are very good salespeople, and so they convince not only their backers but themselves that, yeah, I know we have problems, but I'll just go out and sell more. And what they don't realize is that the more they sell, if they're losing money with every sale, the more they sell, the deeper their hole.
Right.
And so you really need to take a step back and say, what are the problems that we're facing, and how do we correct them?
Now, folks, if you're not familiar with how a lot of businesses work in terms of the payment cycle, you might not understand what Brian was just saying when he says the more you sell, you know, the more capital you have to have, or the more you can get into trouble. What he means is that if you And we've talked about this many times on the show, Brian. If you sell to your customers on a credit basis, where it's allegedly a 30-day payment basis, and they pay you in 45, but your vendors make you pay them in 30 days, then you're out of money for 15 days.
Okay.
And the more you grow, the bigger that 15-day number gets.
And you are lucky if the span is only 15 days.
Exactly.
What we're finding out a lot now is kind of three things that are really it's the triple whammy that are hitting small businesses. Obviously, there are tightening credit lines. Either credit lines are being cut in half, or they're being completely eliminated.
Especially if they've been depending a lot on credit cards.
Oh yeah, well, credit cards, and you know, we're seeing now credit cards imposing tighter restrictions on them, higher fees, higher interest rates if you miss a payment, and yeah, the swing between payables and receivables has gone way up, and I bet in your research you'll find that as well.
Yep,
so
we are.
The companies that were net 30 are now net 60. Net 60 becomes net 90.
Right.
And what happens is we all start using each other as banks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay you when this company pays me.
Right. So absolutely. Hold on to that thought, Brian. We'll take a quick break, folks. Brian Moran is our guest. He's the president and the founder of Moran Media Group. And his website is moranmediagroup.com. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry if you can get there. We'll let you come in and hang out and use our stuff. Brian Moran is our guest. He's president and founder of Moran Media Group. Brian, tell us about your company.
Sure. First, let me say, Jim, I think you play the best music of any radio interview I've ever had. So,
thanks.
My company, Moran.
That was canned. That was canned heat, by the way.
Right. Moran Media Group. We are a media company. We our sole focus is on the small to mid-sized business market, and we hope to help people start, manage, grow, and sometimes save their businesses.
And you do that largely with magazines, don't you?
Yes, magazines are our foundation, and we're getting in now to online seminars, conferences, and we have a three-tiered approach. We promote small business, we empower entrepreneurs, and then we enable marketers who are interested in reaching entrepreneurs.
And he does a great job at it too, folks, and so I encourage you to find out all the stuff that Brian has available, and they can do that at moranmediagroup.com, right?
Correct. Or smallbusinessedge.com.
Yeah, smallbusinessedge.com. All right, good. Okay, Brian, one of the things that I think entrepreneurs have to be careful about, and you've written about this recently, is they have to make sure that they, especially when things are tough, when there's a, when the challenges are greater than the opportunities, like they are to a large degree in 08, they have to make sure that they're focusing on the reality and not the perception, don't they?
Yes, and you know what? That's a great point, Jim. In the letter that I had mentioned earlier that I had written, I had talked about the Stockdale paradox. James Collins, in his book Good to Great, wrote about Admiral James Stockdale, who was a Vietnam POW.
Right.
And he called it the Stockdale paradox, where Stockdale had served longer as a POW than I think almost any other prisoner, and he was there for 7 years. One of the questions to Admiral Stockdale was, you know, how did you survive for so long? And Stockdale replied, "You must never confuse faith that you will prevail in the end, which is something you can never afford to lose, with the discipline to confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be."
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is so critical for businesses today. In a follow-up question, they asked him, "So, you know, who are the people who didn't survive?" And he had said, "The optimists," because they kept thinking they would be out by Thanksgiving or Christmas. And he said, you know, when those days came and went, it broke their spirit. Now, that is obviously, I mean, a horrific situation, but you can learn from that, and you can apply his principles to your business and say, you know, for those people who are saying, "Oh, well, the economy's going to turn around by Memorial Day, by July 4th,
right.
by Labor Day," which is, and a lot of people ask me that, "When do you think the economy is going to turn around?" Those people who are banking on a certain date are the ones that I worry about the most. And ironically, those seem to be the seasonal businesses. I was reading in the Wall Street Journal, I think, recently, or some paper, about marinas and how much trouble marinas are in now because of the rising gas prices and that people aren't going out as much. Well, were they expecting gas to be at $3 a gallon by Memorial Day?
Right.
And when it didn't happen and people went out less and they went to the marina less, what was their backup plan? Those seasonal businesses that think, you know, Labor Day or, you know, the fall is an important period for me or holidays are an important period for me, I think they need to start looking now and say, here's what I did last year in sales. What do I do if my sales are off by 30%? Mm-hmm. Because I'm still going to have my payables, I'm still going to have my expenses, which are going up. You know, that was the third part of the triple whammy, you know, the hidden costs of doing business. What is my contingency plan if my sales are X minus 30%? And I'm a seasonal business, so, you know, come January, it's whatever happened.
Back to your faith and reality thing, all small business owners have to have the faith, as you were talking about all that, I kept thinking about that old saying, "Trust in God, but keep your powder dry." You know, and it's the truth is, I mean, you need to have, it's basically the successful entrepreneurs, Brian, live in two universes. They live in they imagine the possibilities in the universe that where their faith is, but they build the reality, they build the possibilities by facing the realities that are at hand,
and that's critical. Those will be the people who succeed. So for all your listeners right now who are wondering, you know, what does the future hold for them, they can answer that in a simple sentence: how good's my plan? How realistic is my plan? And you know, if it's not where it needs to be, the beauty is you can change that today.
And it's okay to plan for the best as long as you are you're prepared for the reality that might not be the best. Hey, Brian, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, it's a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen, with Moran Media Group. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.